Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Whitney here, this research released today. It's revealed that people who live with a spouse or cohabit with a partner have lower blood sugar levels, which can reduce their risk of type 2 diabetes, even if they don't get along with their spouse or their partner. There you go. To discuss this research, I'm joined by author and chartered psychologist Alison Keating. No surprise to you this, Alison.
I suppose one part of it surprised me, actually, in terms of couples who actually weren't happy with each other, because I suppose it makes sense, doesn't it, that when you're married, sometimes you'll kind of encourage each other to eat well, you'll keep up doctor's appointments. So I think that aspect of it really probably has a big impact on this research.
Mm. You left the toilet seat down again, I see. Or up, isn't that the major gripe? Why would that kind of stuff, I wonder, that kind of a relationship where the little things that get on people's nerves, why would that be better for you, I wonder, Alison, than living free and easy alone and doing whatever you want to do whenever you want?
I think, again, it's. I mean, you know, in relationship, often where their people are satisfied, there is a friendship there, and that's a kind of a key part that makes people feel satisfied. And when you know someone's intentions are good, and you know that they are trying to. Sorry, there's some background noise there.
Tell them to stop.
You know that. I think we kind of give each other the benefit of the doubt, don't we? And that kind of buffers from the stresses and strains of life that we experience. So living on your own, I think there can be a lot of loneliness, and loneliness is a major predictor of you know, many health aspects. So I think just the cohabiting part, being together, minding each other, and kind of, you know, did you make that medical appointment? Did you go to the dentist? Checking up with those things does actually have an impact, a positive impact on your health.
Mm-hmm. And this study was conducted with people over the age of 50, I think. Isn't that right?
Yes, and to 89, yeah.
So it concluded, I'd love to know if they were happier at 89 or 50. What would your guess be?
I just think it's as individual as every relationship, but I think it is very interesting, and it's a kind of a good news story, isn't it? That, you know, relationships are very kind of, they future proof your health, and it's something that we can all actively work upon. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, as you say, if someone, the little things that annoy you, that we can actually, you know, work on changing those.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I'm intrigued. You're in a very dangerous space for me as a chartered psychologist, because if I ever meet you in a cafe, I will definitely be very curious to find out what your clients say, tell you about the little things that annoy them about their spouse or their partner. Because, and how do you get over that? Is there a way of just finding a happy place between couples if they're really, really annoyed by each other?
I think it's just, look, the things that they say to me are the things that you probably hear in your own relationships. They're kind of normal everyday situations. And I think it's just people are so different. And that's what's so interesting about couples, is that for what might annoy one couple, it will have absolutely no impact on somebody else. So our kind of our personal, mm-hmm. you know, our own personalities are going to have such a major part in it. And perhaps when we look to kind of happier relationships, that actually one of the, it's not very romantic and it's not very Valentine's like, but actually being somewhat stable, you know, and not so emotionally reactive to each other,
yeah.
And kind of turning towards each other rather than nitpicking and finding the faults. I mean, I'm sure we're all annoying to some degree, but
speak
I think sometimes
yourself,
using,
I beg your pardon.
But I think just, you know, I think one of the best things you can do in a relationship is to give each other a bit of room to be normal and human and annoying, and then bring in a bit of funniness to kind of say, hey, is there any chance you could change that, so that, you know, it is possible to change those behaviours that do actually get in your nerves.
Yeah. So turn to your partner and say, is there any way you can change that sniff, you know, that you do? And then the partner will, yeah, say, what sniff?
As you hand them the tissue, you know.
Okay, 51551, I'd love to know what annoys you about your, can you do that? I don't know if you can, but your significant other and how you resolved it. Alison Keating, author and chartered psychologist. Thank you very much indeed.